Gang, we're back. This is episode 256 of the Q&A podcast. My name is Anthony, and sitting right across from me via Zoom, as always, is my pal, DeQuincy.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Ugh. I hate April Fool's Day.
I really do, too.
It's such a stupid non-holiday holiday. Well, we're going to go around and play pranks on your friends. Isn't that great? You hook?
What the hell? Half of the time, they're never funny.
No.
They're never good. They're never worth the effort.
And it's more about being cruel than actually being funny.
Right. If you've seen that episode of The Simpsons, you'll know exactly what you mean by cruel.
But Homer in a coma for like 6 weeks.
Yes.
That's why I'm so glad my birthday is March 31st and not April 1st. I don't think I could handle people be like, oh, I got you. This is for your birthday. Really? April Fool's. Oh, I'd be in jail. Manslaughter. Crimes would be committed playing with me like that.
The worst one is would be someone saying, hey, DQ, I don't wish you a happy birthday. And they say, April Fool's.
I wished them a happy punch in the throat. That's what I wish.
Oh, yeah. There's always one that would do. There's always going to be one that would do that.
You hook, you see how funny I am, you loser. Happy Easter to all everybody who celebrates.
Happy Easter. Happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you. The only bad thing about Easter this year is that nothing. Do you remember back in school? Did we used to get the Monday after Easter off?
I feel like for a time I did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting Good Friday off, and then I feel like a couple of years I got the Monday after Easter off.
Well, these kids over here did not. They had their asses right back in school today, Monday. Good, tired looking at. We're back. Overall, for me personally, well, of course, personally, my birthday was good, chilled, relaxed. I took this whole week off, so anything that happens to work is not my problem.
Right.
Well, Mom asked that question because my coworker, he's out with a heart issue.
Ooh,
and so dang. And then my other coworker, they moved him out of my department to another department, so it's just been me by myself for 3 weeks now.
And really?
So, yeah, I'm not gonna be. Yeah.
Holy hell.
Yeah, they took they transferred the first guy after we came back from MLK Day, and then my coworker with the heart issue, he's been out since, what was that, March, what day was that? March 11th. That was his first thing. Yeah, and he hasn't been seen since. And so I was like, I'm taking this whole week off. Not only is it my birthday, you assholes have had me working this whole shop by myself for 3 weeks, so fuck you.
And yeah, it sounds like you could use it.
Mm-hmm. My mom was, when she was wrapping up all the stuff, all the food, she's like, oh, you can take some of this for lunch tomorrow. I was like, I ain't got to work this entire week. That's someone else's problem. She was like, so what's going to happen at work? And I looked at her and I was like, that is not my concern. If I go back there and it looks like a hurricane hit next Monday, I'm going to take my sweet time cleaning everything up. Because no matter what I do, and it's not like it's going to be someone like, oh, here's a raise. You did such a great job handling this all by yourself. It's like, oh, I'm a city employee. I'm going to do what I do until, at my pace, until they get some help. Like, eventually it'll all fall apart, and that'll be their problem.
Something's got to give. They're going to have, they got to see that no one man can do everything.
I'm not a god. If I was, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But that's it. Overall, another great birthday. I survived the C-38. Can't wait to see 39.
Man.
I'm not gonna make it. The Astros keep playing the way they're playing.
Yeah, I was gonna
Yeah,
say that.
transition king, boom, baby.
Yeah, so the worst, you said, you know, the worst part about Easter this year, and I was thinking, what, the Astros went 0 out of, or, you know, 0 for 4. They completed a 4-game losing sweep against the Yankees.
Jesus has risen. The Astros offense has not.
The Astros offense was dead and buried this weekend.
That I know it's baseball. It's 162 games. The team is eventually going to have a 4 or 5 game losing streak. It happens. But to have it happen not only the first 4 games of the season, but also to the Yankees. This stinks.
I mean, that's not supposed to happen at all to this team. That's about as it's on par, basically, with losing 4 games in a row to the Rangers at this point.
I consider it worse. I don't even consider the Rangers to be our rivals, even after what happened last year. For me, the Yankees are still the Astros' number one rival. It stinks. It sucks. I'm looking at the numbers on Fangraphs. They're not making me feel any better. The offense is ranked 16th. You want to guess where the starting pitching is ranked?
Starting pitching,
Yeah.
I'm gonna say they I'm gonna say starting pitching was ranked fifth.
Close. They're third.
Third, yeah.
As far
I
as
mean,
what
the bullpen, you know, the
I was,
bullpen and offense.
do you want to guess where the bullpen is ranked?
Oh, what, how many teams are there in baseball? 30, so
Yeah,
30th.
you're correct. Dead fucking last.
One of the team's biggest strengths last year has already proven to be a disaster at end. Man, you just gotta hope that you have to hope that Abreu shakes everything off. It looks like he did his second game. He looked a little bit better. He looked better. Presley is, you know me. I've had a love-hate thing with Presley for a long time. Right now, he's not. I'm not loving it right now. I'm not loving what I'm seeing out of Presley. But, you know, ultimately, hopefully, he does settle in, and then he should. He should. But, you know, he's off to a bumpy start. Hader looks like, you know, a $95 million pitcher so far. I guess that's one good thing, but. Man, those five and six, fifth and sixth inning guys, not great so far. Not
Yeah,
great.
which was the problem coming into the season. We knew it was going to be bad, but to see it just implode 4 games in, not great. And I don't even know what they could do right now. I just ride it out, I guess.
Go
Because
get
you
Phil Maton back.
know,
Ryan Stanek.
Maton was the guy I thought they should have signed because he Maton, even Montero pitched well. He gave up that one home run, but you go back and look at that pitch, all you can do is tip your hat to the offense. When you look where it was located and where it unfortunately ended up, some of this is bad luck. I could say that the fourth game of the season where the Yankees were just getting bloop hits and they were landing. Meanwhile, Tucker and Alvarez were hitting the piss out the ball and getting, and it was just ending up in Yankee gloves. So, yeah, it's baseball. Some is luck. But like I said, we saw in the offseason that this bullpen was going to be an issue, and it's proven itself so far. Dead last in baseball. ERA. What team bullpen ERA above 6, I believe. It's like 6. Sorry, let me look up like 6 something. 689.
Whew. That is not a championship ERA by any stretch.
On the other hand, the starting pitching ERA four games in, 266. And that's with remember Valdez shitting the bed in the first game.
That's without a healthy JV. That's without most of your pitchers healthy. That's with, Christian Javier coming off of an inconsistent 2023, Hunter Brown coming off of a great spring training, but a rookie season where he,
He hit the rookie wall last year.
Hopefully those two guys will continue pitching the way they did on over the weekend, because they pitched well enough to win. They just didn't get any run support or bullpen support.
Also, your starting pitching cannot go only four innings with this bullpen. Hunter Brown went four. Valdez went four and two thirds.
You're right about Brown. So that's his big problem, is he throws too many pitches early, and it's not gonna last. He's effective, but he's not efficient with his pitches, or at
I would
least in
say he's not
this
even
first
enough.
start.
You're not even if you're not efficient, you're not effective, because you can't get more than five innings. How if you're like you got to get five innings to qualify for a win.
Right. Sure. No, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I think just the fact that he didn't give up any runs, he didn't get lit up. He just, ran out of pitches. That was his detriment. But a mixed bag at best to say about this weekend. Just a full-blown shit show is, basically what most people, I assume most people would say about this weekend for the team.
I was talking to Daniel earlier, and he was like, I asked him if they thought they were going to win tonight, and he was like, yeah, they got to. I was like, no, they don't. I would have thought they could have pulled off something yesterday, and it looked promising until it wasn't. We got about what, an hour before game time.
Hour and 3 minutes, based on what we're recording. When we're recording, excuse me.
So we'll see. I mean, it's still super early, and really, we shouldn't be paying that too much. That we shouldn't be paying too much attention, or pulling what little hair I have left. We should be pulling our hair out right now. It's only April. Whenever we talk about baseball before, and you would come up with, we was like, oh, this is happening. This happened. Like, it's April. Calm down. I think, again,
We haven't
because it
even
was,
gotten to April, basically. We haven't played in April, even played in it yet.
it was the first season. It was the first series of the season, and it was the Yankees. Everyone's kind of overhyped over the results. So we
Sure.
really, and I'll admit I was part of that problem too. I was saying things online and two people around me that if somebody played a tape recorder of me saying that stuff in 2 months, I'd probably be embarrassed. I mean, we had
Sure.
some things we were saying about Joe Espada that I don't think either one of us wants to
Right.
we don't want to see the light of day. Like I say, Dusty Baker never had an 0-4 start.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
that's really the most striking thing. That's really the most impactful thing, I think, that you can say about his start as manager, is just, the numbers don't lie, and this team never started a season 0-4 with Dusty at the helm. So they haven't done that in a while, I think since the 70s.
It's been a moment.
But the good thing is, I mean, look, the go ahead.
Oh, that I don't know if I sent this to you, but my thing, but for me, like, if the Astros win, I'm happy, and if they lose, I get to punch down on all the idiots who said Dusty Baker didn't know how to manage, and anyone could manage this team to 100 wins.
Right.
That's why I'm playing both sides, so I don't lose.
Right. You come out on top. That's what counts.
Always.
And the reality is, if, what, 6 months from now, if this team is playing in the World Series, win or lose, nobody's going to be thinking about these first four losses of the season.
I
You
agree.
know, at the end of the day, winning is going to cure all. It's going to help us for, it's going to be that cure to help us forget this horrible, no good, downright ugly weekend, your birthday and Easter being the exception. Yeah, I mean, that'll be it. It'll just be a blip in history, in baseball history. So tonight is a good way. I mean, I think the best way to look at tonight is it's a restart of the season, essentially. It has to be at this point.
That's all we got. We
Yeah.
are grasping at all the stuff we
Right.
got. You look at the standings and see the Astros underneath the A's. I want to throw up. Right. So let's move from a subject of massive disappointment to one of massive excitement. WrestleMania 40 this weekend, two nights, Saturday and Sunday. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm jazzed because WWE has had just gone full throttle. They pulled up all the stops. Like since the beginning, is even longer than that. It's been months. They have just been on a tear, and it seems like nothing's gonna stop them.
Yeah.
They got the sex pervert out of there, and they've been cooking with grease ever since.
Yeah, I mean, they've shown that they're still the top company to be, the top company in the world, and in that time, AEW has signed a lot of interesting, exciting people, but what they've been able to do with the roster that they've basically had, I mean, it's been basically the same roster for the past 6 to 8 months, with the exception of a Jade Cargill signing, who, and her impact hasn't really been truly been felt yet, just in spurts. And people like Tiffany Stratton, I want to
Ron Breaker.
say Bron Breakker. Those impacts still haven't been felt, but everything else has been just incredible. I mean, and even that includes an injured Seth Rollins. I mean, the guy has, he has found a way, he's found a way to make himself stay relevant, just and not get drowned out in the biggest storyline in wrestling. He found a way to be a part of that, and it was a little shaky at first. He did kind of look like a secondary, even tertiary figure in this story, but
Now you can say that about Roman Reigns right now.
I mean, at this point,
The
he's
story
just kind of
right
going through the
now,
motions.
yeah, the story right now is just Cody Rhodes versus The Rock. Like,
Yeah.
Roman's around, he exists
Right.
in that storyline, but the A storyline right now is Roman is The Rock versus Cody Rhodes, and then Seth Rollins has this thing going on right now with Drew McIntyre and CM Punk.
And
I don't
Roman
know.
Reigns and The Rock. I mean, he's
Oh, I
got
was gonna say,
mixed.
did you
Oh
see
yeah.
their promo last Monday between
It was
Rollins, Punk, and McIntyre?
excellent. I mean, it
Yes.
was such a good moment for all three of those guys.
It's like you see what happens when you have superstars who can talk. You don't need a script. You just give them the bullet
Right.
points and say, get on with it.
Yeah, and not everybody can do that. These guys can, and they, clearly ran with it. They fed off each other. They fed off the crowd. And it was, the second biggest moment of the night.
Agreed. Biggest moment of the night was Cody Rhodes getting his ass whooped.
Oh boy.
backstage, getting his ass whooped in the rain, even when the cameras got turned off, still getting whooped.
Yeah.
God damn, it was like he said cut, motherfucker, cut. But I'm looking at the
This storyline. Go ahead.
I was going to just move on to I was going to say I'm looking at the card. So far we got 13, well, I mean, we got 9, 12 matches. I think there still have enough room for two more. I think last year they had 13 matches and the year before they had 14.
Okay.
But we'll go through some of these matches, see which ones you want to talk about. Your pick.
Actually, I don't have a list of the matches, but look, I
Oh, hold
mean,
on. I will send it to you. Give me a second.
okay.
If the thing wants to work.
I'll tell you which one I want to start with because I think they deserve, obviously they weren't going to be the top storyline of WrestleMania, and for good reason. It's not a slight on them, but what the Judgment Day has done since getting rid of Edge, has just been, I mean, fantastic.
Oh yes, the only slight I can say about Judgment Day is Damian Priest ever going to cash in? Is he just going to hold that
Right.
thing for until the end of time?
No, you're absolutely right. But everything else, man, has been so good. And I think, let's start with that. I mean, they're defending Priest and Finn Balor are defending their tag team championships. What is this in a
It's a six-pack
six
tag
pack?
team ladder match. Let me give you the team. It's the champion Judgment Day, the undisputed tag team champion Judgment Day, excuse me, versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus The New Day versus A-Town Down Under versus New Catch Republic.
Yeah. At this point, I don't see the Judgment Day losing this title. These losing these titles. I don't know if Gargano and Ciampa are ready for that big moment. I don't know if they've done enough up to this point to get that big moment. The
No.
awesome truth. I mean,
When I look at
that's.
this, I see DIY and New Catch Republic. Those two teams are the, well, someone's got to do the crazy stunts in the match
Right.
team. Like
Yeah.
someone in that match, Gargano, Ciampa, Dunn, or Bate, they're going through a ladder and they're going through a ladder in the most interesting way.
You're absolutely right.
Like, they're not going to win the title, either one of those teams, but it's going to be the, oh my God, did you see that? Like, that's the, whatever happens, it's going to involve one of those four guys. It's going to be like the moment that flies around Twitter.
Did you see how far that one guy got thrown?
You see how, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. The awesome truth. I mean, it's fun. It's a fun reunion. I prefer when they were heels 10, 12 years ago when they were beating up on John Cena and The Rock and just taking everybody out. But it's still a fun, it's a fun tag team. And the New Day, I mean, there's nothing left for those guys to do as tag team champions. As I mean, I think the New Day could literally retire tomorrow and be inducted in the Hall of Fame, the next day or the next year, I guess next year's WrestleMania. Theory and Waller, they're impressive and they're young. And, you want to see guys like that continue to develop. And for as much as Theory has done in his time on the main roster, I mean, whether you like him or not, I mean, he has worked with the top stars in the company
Which we did not like.
the entire time. To a varying degree of success. But has never, in my opinion, has not felt out of place in those roles. I think in this kind of in this tag team, I think that's where he's not too. I don't know if it's the best spot for him.
You really? I like him more with Grayson Waller than by himself. I just, when he was by himself, it was obvious that it was a lot of handling from Vince McMahon, which is a
Sure.
terrible phrase. You don't ever want to think about Vince McMahon handling anything. And it just, his, the whole Austin Theory gimmick or theory when he was called, it just never sat right with me. Like it never clicked with me. Like him being the obnoxious heel partner with Austin, with Grayson Waller, it works better for me. I, that might be because I am a huge Grayson Waller fan. I love that guy since I first saw him in NXT. He's more, I can accept him more where he is now playing off someone than just being by himself.
Sure. For me, I think the problem with having them together is that I think Waller has the potential to outshine him. And the idea is for both of these guys to be future stars or, upper car type guys. And I think that kind of puts Theory at a disadvantage if he's being outshined by basically an equal at this point, in terms of experience and age, everything. I mean, so
And speaking of age, you know how old Austin Theory is?
26, right?
Yep. Do you know how old Grayson Waller is?
Is it 28?
34.
He's 34?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Another interesting game of wrestlers are older than you think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I really thought he was still in his 20s. Okay, so that kind of changes the that kind of it kind of changes my logic, I guess. But again, I don't see them as being, I don't see them as this being their moment to win the titles. So yeah, at this point, it's like the Judgment Day, they're too good right now. They're too much of a, still, they've been so consistent that it's like, how do you not, let them have this moment?
My question is, so they're going to have all four titles up there hanging above the ladders, correct?
Yes.
Oh, buddy, they're getting split. Someone's coming down with the Raw ones, someone's coming down with the SmackDown ones.
Oh, you think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, if
Because they
that is
have
the.
more than enough tag teams on both Raw and SmackDown
Right.
to justify having tag team champions for both Raw and SmackDown.
If that's the case, then I still see the Judgment Day winning the Raw tag team titles. Ooh, man. Yes. Oh, man. I guess you would have to go with A-Town down under then. Because I think the logic you could use is that the crowd, you can't split the crowd like that. You can't have them pissed off in one moment that the Judgment Day, is going to continue as champions, and then some other team like the New Catch Republic, who still have a ways to go to get fans behind them. I don't think they have enough. I don't think they have enough support behind them to where it would be a big moment. It would just be kind of like, oh, they won. But if you have someone like A-Town down under, then you can keep the fans consistently pissed off in that moment, and they're booing everybody, and I think that might be the way to go at this point.
Yeah, if I'm splitting up the titles, heels got to heel somewhere. So definitely SmackDown goes to Theory and Grayson Waller. But if I'm going to be an asshole with the SmackDown titles, I'm going to be a good guy with the Raw ones. So I think the Miz and R-Truth win those.
Okay.
Because I
Okay.
think we're getting to a point where the Judgment Day needs to be showing some fractures. Like they've been around for a long, long time. And I don't know if you've seen the last couple of weeks, they've been getting their asses whooped, all of them, by Ricochet. So, like,
Yeah.
it's a point where it's like they start fighting amongst one another. Maybe Damian Priest goes to cash in his Money in the Bank contract and Finn Balor stops him. Dominic Mysterio is doing his own, seems to be doing his own thing right now. He's teaming with Santos Escobar against his father and Dragon Lee. And also, what's his name? We just came back.
JD McDonough.
No. He was AEW, just came back from the WWE.
Andrade.
Andrade. Like, it seems like Andrade's been making like little moves. He's been sending little signals to Dominic, like, hey, if this Judgment Day thing isn't working, I can come over here. You can do, we can team up. We can make some moves over here. Like, it just seems like the whole group just has their eye. They're not as tightly connected as they once were. Like I said, Dominic has this thing going on with Dad and Andrade, the tag team. Baylor and Priest worried about this tag team match. Rhea Ripley going on with Becky Lynch. Like, it seems like this could be like the WrestleMania where they lose everything and then just start to splinter.
Okay. I hope that's not the case, at least part of that. I hope Rhea Ripley keeps her title. I think she's a big enough star right now to keep it going. But yeah, I mean, I guess if you are going to start breaking this team up, this would be the place to do it.
It's been around for 2 years, since 2022.
Wow.
How long do stables stay together?
That's what I've been trying to I don't know. I've been thinking about that lately. I mean, you've had the Horsemen who've had just different iterations of the Horsemen with the one two consistent, members with Arn Anderson and Ric Flair. The NWO, I mean, that was a, it started out strong and then it just completely got out of hand. DX has been going pretty strong once they basically just whittled it down to Sean and Hunter. And the New Day, I mean, they've been around. They've been together,
Over a
what,
decade, eh?
almost 10 years. Yeah.
I look at the Judgment Days because I wanted to see when they started. I completely forgot about JD Madonna. He might come in here and fuck something up with for R-Truth, and there's a chance Judgment Day could walk away with the Raw Championship. But I'm thinking about this match and I'm looking in the future, like Finn Balor versus Damian Priest. That would be a match I would like to see. I know we've seen before they feuded for the US was it US Championship, I think, a couple years ago. But we can see it again with higher stakes. They both have a higher platform now than they did 4 or 5 years ago.
And at some point, it's like, yeah, I mean, at some point, they are going to have to, they are, I'm sure they're going to have to make Finn Balor a face again. The gimmick he doesn't use anymore is too, it's too popular to just let that, go away forever. That's something that, you can always bring back.
Yeah, but I think one of the things about the demon form was like he was basically invincible, and like the last two times I think we've seen him use it, he lost against Roman Reigns and lost against Edge. So I don't know. I just don't know how much more you have with that. All right, so you had to pick winners. Might as well. Let's have fun with this. Pick a winner or winners if you're going with me saying the tag team titles are going to be split up. Who you
Okay,
got?
if we're splitting them up, I'll
Oh,
go
you tell me what you think. Don't you don't have to book like I book. You book like
with.
you want to book. You tell me how you want to do it.
Well, I mean, look, if something like that makes sense, then I'm not afraid to go with run with it.
Yeah, run with it. You thief, you stole it, you run away with
Right.
it. Help, police, help. He's a booking thief.
If you're gonna split them up, I think you can have, I think I would go with the Judgment Day winning the Raw tag team titles and A Town Down Under, just to have everybody mad the entirety of that match.
I'm gonna go with the Awesome Truth for Raw and A Town Down Under for SmackDown. And really want to piss people off. Have the New Day like up on top of the ladder, just about to get it. Then Austin Theory
Yeah.
like knocks the ladder down, sends them crashing to the floor, and him and Grayson Waller take this the SmackDown titles. I think that's what's gonna happen. Like someone's gonna get up there. And then, like, grab the Raw ones and they get knocked down. The SmackDown ones still gonna be out there, or vice versa. They grab the SmackDown and the Raw ones still out there, and they just keep on fighting and ended up to being two separate teams. What else match? I sent you the list, so you got the list now.
Let's stick with the Judgment Day and let's look at Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship.
They've really built and booked a good story right here. It's like Rhea Ripley's the champion. Becky Lynch trying to see if she still has it, if she still can reach that level to be a champion. So it's been a fun match. And I think Becky just ran up on Rhea today while she was doing an interview with Eric Hawani.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dang, I gotta go back and see that.
Oh, speaking of which, he did an interview with CM Punk as well.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's got the internet on fire right now.
I will definitely be watching that after we're done recording.
So yeah. I feel like with this match and also the other women's title match, like the story's already been set. I just need the match now.
Yeah, I mean, there's bad blood that was developed out of at first mutual respect, but then it's just kind of escalated since then. And the way both champion and challenger are, as hot as they are right now, as hot as they're running right now, it really is a toss-up,
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a case for both to win. I'm gonna go with Rhea because I think it's still her time right now. I think she is more, I think honestly, and you I feel like this isn't said very much or very often for champions. But I feel like she's more dangerous as champion than she is as a challenger, as someone that's, on the hunt.
Yeah, I can see it. And Becky Lynch, she has that same problem that the New Day have. It's like, you've done everything.
Yeah.
Like, this title, you don't need it. Your name is good in these streets.
I mean, you've closed out WrestleMania
Yeah.
as Victor. There's really not much more you could accomplish.
Yeah. And I just think Rhea Ripley needs this more than Becky Lynch. Like, Rhea beats Becky. It's like, you beat one of the greatest women's wrestlers of all time. It just solidifies her legacy. So yeah,
Right.
I'm with you. I think Rhea retains.
It's going to be a great match, a hard-hitting match, regardless. You think Nia Jax gets involved somehow?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. I mean, I hope not, but I don't know. It just she's kind of been in that,
Yeah, she's been around. Liv Morgan's been hovering around the story as well. But that's like, I feel like that those are set up stories for after WrestleMania. Like, you
Okay.
give Rhea someone, either one, Rhea could fight either one, Liv or completely zoned out her name.
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax, and then whoever doesn't take on Rhea can go up against Becky. All right, that's fine. I don't think you need to have either one of them involved in this match.
Yeah.
The other women's match, Io Sky versus Bayley. Look, I feel like the story has been the story's already out there. Bayley get kicked out of a group. She wants revenge. Because she won the Royal Rumble. She's going against Io Sky. I really feel like they've kind of dropped the ball in the story. It like of all the WrestleMania story, this one feels like the most on the back burner as far as championships are concerned.
Yeah, I would agree. I think because they've clearly shown that they're stacking the odds against Bayley so much that, it's either telegraphing that she's going to overcome the odds and win, or simply just saying, look, it's just not going to happen. This is going to be too much to overcome. There's like I don't know. It's another toss up at this point, but not in a way that has me interested.
Yeah, I think they just dropped the ball on the storytelling, man. Like, there's a way
Yeah.
to tell a story. Like, maybe you wait a little bit longer for damage control to betray Bailey or something like that, but it just feels like okay, the betrayal happened, Bailey got kicked out, Bailey got stomped on. They formed the Black Super Friends to handle damage control. We'll talk
All
about that
right.
later. And that's about it. This story has just been stagnated for the last couple of weeks. That being said, I'm still picking Bailey.
Yeah, I mean it's that, she has quickly turned it around and become a face again.
Question.
And good.
Do you think she comes out with the wacky inflatable arm to men again? You bring it
Hey,
back to the hugger stage?
who's stealing from who now?
Just,
I've been trying to bring that up for weeks.
yeah.
Now I
Yeah.
know how that feels.
Yeah, I'm thieving back. You're
Yeah,
like, damn, who ham was in my pocket? Oh, you.
yeah. No, I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
Because that gimmick is associated with like high-fiving and hugging the crowd, and I don't know. I'll say no,
Okay.
and I'll say no with the hope that maybe I'm, proven wrong.
Okay.
Because
Fair
it would
enough.
be a huge moment to see all that and
Yeah.
seeing the crowd waving
What?
their
Wait.
hands and
What would they do it after the match, after she wins? Like, she heads back up to the stage, and all of a sudden, the wacky inflatable dudes are back.
That could work. That might be able to work.
Just a one-time thing, just like at WrestleMania. They don't need to come back permanently.
Yeah, I prefer that they, don't come back permanently.
I already talked about it. Let's bring up the Black Super Friends. We got Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi against Damage Control, which consists of Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Six woman tag team match, aka the I can oh God, I can only get so horny right now match. Good Lord, all those women. I'm about to lose my damn mind.
All of them are married. That's how I reel myself in.
I know
Just
all
gotta
the
remind yourself.
black women are married. I think Kairi Sane is.
Well, I mean, that's all I'm thinking about. The super friends,
Oh,
as
okay.
you're putting it. The others, I mean, clearly, I mean, there's definitely an appeal, in my opinion, but for all three of them.
But buddy,
But I mean, come on.
Kyrie Zane looking like she looked, man. Ooh, if she when we were at Raw, if she had pointed to me and said, "You do some crimes," ooh, y'all, you would have got robbed. I'd have done many crimes. I'd have been a fugitive from the law for Kyrie.
While there is definitely an appeal to damage control, in a, in a good way. I mean, the Super Friends team is, I mean, that's just, I don't say, I don't use this overused term enough. I mean, often, 'cause I try not to, but I mean, that's just, they're just on a whole different level, man. I mean, it's just insane.
Buddy, you're speaking to the choir right now. You're preaching. Talk louder, my boy. Talk louder.
Oh,
Yeah,
man.
woo. One thing I enjoyed about this story right here was like Naomi was like, "We gotta help Bailey. She's getting her ass whooped." And Bianca's like, "You weren't here when Bailey was in control of damage control, and I was the one out there getting stomped on
Yeah.
every other Monday night."
And it was really looking like a heel turn was coming, like imminently. It might still, but it looked like it was imminent.
Yes. Long-term storybooking.
And
Look at it go.
it's culminating in, another big debut match for Jade Cargill. I mean, she's made the rounds on television, showing up on SmackDown, showing up on Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, showing up at, premium live events, and then, making her debut at the Royal Rumble, which, again, I said was the perfect place for her to debut, because it, it completely hid whatever shortcomings she was working on at the time. Completely got to hide all of that, because it's not a match, it's a battle royal. So there's really not a whole lot of wrestling involved, and you can kind of hide the deficiencies that way and have a major moment of, debuting in front of 40,000 people. And now she's going to be in a match on the biggest stage, which, she clearly has made it known that she's built for that kind of stage. And it's exciting. It's exciting to see what she can do, in front of that type of audience.
Oh, she says she's built for it. I believe it. I think between all six of those women, it's going to be a hell of a match. Like,
Yeah.
I
Of
can't wait.
course.
I cannot wait. I really want to see Cargill and Bianca Belair just lift up like Kairi Sane and Asuka and just like bench press them right in the middle of the ring like they did in the Royal Rumble. I will lose my damn mind. You will hear me on your
Right. Yeah.
It's gonna be an amazing match. That's all I think that's all I gotta say. Who you got? Who you think gonna win?
I mean, this is built for the super. This is the maybe the most like assured outcome of the entire weekend. It's like, this is built around Jade having her moment. The first of many, which they're hoping.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's Super Friends, the Power Buff Girls. Yeah, they're definitely winning. What match you want to go to next? Cause I got a few like this is gonna be rude, but I have like two. No, I have one match in particular where I was like, "This is gonna be on, and I'm not gonna be paying any attention to it."
Are you talking about Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens for the United States
Oh
title?
no, I'm 100. I am 100% in Logan Paul's corner. I'm afraid.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
I fear to tell you, he may be a horrible human being, but that boy can wrestle his ass off.
He sure can. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I guess horrible. He's better now than he was during his. He was heavy into YouTube. He's better now. He's a better man. But well, get him in a ring with K you KO and Randy Orton. Oh, that's gonna be a show.
Do you have winning? I mean, you could make a case for
Oh,
all three.
I got Logan Paul winning. Like I can obviously like the beginning of the match, Owens and Orton just hit him with Stunner and RKO, and then they're just fighting, and they just do too much damage to each other, and he just snakes a win. Like I, KSI is involved somehow, some
Of
way
course.
again. Like the one, I think everybody wants to see Orton and Owens, either one of them, walk away for the title. So it makes sense that Logan Paul would snake another victory.
I mean, this match it's another, like, I don't know, I can't determine the outcome. I'm not as confident in the outcome as I was the match we just talked about before, but the formula to that match is very, the formula to this match, it's very predictable, and yet it's still fun. Like, I'm still looking forward to it because you're right. You called it right away. RKO stunner early on, and these guys go at it. KSI getting involved. All of those things are going to happen, because they always do. And yet I'm not, it's not, it's not a boring, it's not, it's not predictable in a negative way where I'm just like, ah, like I'm tired of the predictability. Like, it's a match that you should look forward to.
And one thing I want to say, it's just great to have Randy Orton back.
Yeah.
There was a while there where it looked like he was never going to be able to wrestle again. And now he's back in here hitting RKOs with his messed up back. Oh. And just getting the job done. I'm so happy to see him back. So who you got?
Ooh, man, this is tough. Because it's like, how does either one of these guys take a pin to Logan Paul?
Rey Mysterio did.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's why I'm like, you can make any Logan Paul winning situation works as long as he cheats. Use the brass knuckles on Randy Orton or Kevin Owens. KSI gets involved. Maybe one of these guys take out KSI and then walk right into a brass knuckle punch. Like, let's see, Randy Orton RKOs KSI. He rolls out, and then as soon as Orton gets up, Paul hits him with that right, and it's a wrap. Kevin Owens went through something, table, chair, something. He's incapacitated outside. Like you could picture it. Like it's not that hard. So who you got?
Well, I feel like we've been pretty consistent with our picks. Like, we've been pretty in line. So I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to say Randy. Even though, again, Randy, Kevin don't necessarily need to win these titles, but
Correct.
Randy hasn't been the United States champion in a while.
Yeah.
And I think you can continue a feud with him and Logan Paul, which started at the Elimination Chamber, but they never actually had a one-on-one match or feud. Because, Kevin Owens was entered into the picture. We've already seen Owens versus versus Logan Paul. And I think yeah, this is just something you can continue with post WrestleMania is Logan Paul Randy Orton feud. So I'll say Randy Orton by pinfall.
I just imagine a night after WrestleMania, Logan Paul main out there with the towels, just saying, "I beat both Randy Orton and Kevin Owens." What else do you have? And then like some surprise return, like he's out there talking too much shit, and then someone comes handles him. But to go back to my earlier point, we both pick Logan Paul, right? Or no,
gonna
you
pick
pick Orton.
Orton.
Okay. I'm Paul, you're Orton. To go back to what I was saying before we talk about this match, the match that I am going to treat like a bathroom match is LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Which is
I
crazy to
don't blame
say.
you. Yeah.
You're talking about AJ Styles, one of the greatest wrestlers ever, and the LA Knight, who was hotter than fish grease like 3 months ago.
Right.
And I have no feel for this match.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean I'm gonna watch. I mean, I'm not gonna treat it like a bathroom match, but I understand why you would. I do. Like it's just kind of it kind of I mean, realistically, it just boils down to they needed something to do for WrestleMania. Get these two guys on the card. And we're just gonna have them feud with each other. It's worked a bit, but it's not the hottest feud. So I understand why you wouldn't be as enthusiastic or hyped up for it. Or anybody for that matter. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, no, so I understand. I do.
Yeah, I'm like, you could have thrown these two guys in with the US championship match, have it a five way, but then they just take out each other in the match and then continue that rivalry into WrestleMania Backlash or whatever. But it is what it is. This is a plan.
Sure.
Who you got?
This is a tough one because I don't think AJ Styles has had a win at WrestleMania.
Wait, really? That can't be right.
Oh no, he did. You're right. No. I'm sorry. Because he beat Nakamura for the title, or he retained his title,
Ugh.
lost to the Undertaker. Yeah.
Never bring
Yeah,
up
no,
that. Don't bring up that match again.
right.
AJ Styles versus Nakamura WrestleMania. So hyped. So disappointing.
yeah, so you know what? I will say LA Knight's gonna go over.
All right, I'll pick AJ Styles just because.
Okay, sure.
Let's see. I'm looking at the rest of the matches on the undercard because as of this recording, there's only three matches that we know the what night they're going to end up on. The Bloodline versus Rhodes and Rollins, that's night one, and then night two is going to have Rollins versus McIntyre and Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. So let me stay on the ones we don't know. We already did that one. So what we got left? Gunther, sorry, versus Sami Zayn, the Uso versus Uso, and then the match that was just recently made, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Escobar and Dirty Dom. Which one of those three you want to talk about first?
Guess the LWO match.
All right. This is like the Dragon Lee invitational because I feel like this, like, here he is. He's gonna show out. That's why I feel like this match is gonna be like Dragon Lee is gonna act a fool. And I think it's going to be a real entertaining match because it's got four really good wrestlers involved. Also, Dom, you're trying to fight your dad again. Don't you remember how that went last year? You got your ass whooped, son. Do you want that again?
Yeah.
Do you want Pops to put these paws on you one more time?
Mean, I like Santos. I like all four of these guys. I do. I kind of hate that. Yeah, I mean, I think Santos's first WrestleMania match is gonna result in a loss. I feel
Are we
like,
sure?
yeah, because Ray has been on a WrestleMania losing streak. Well, no. His record lately hasn't been great. I mean, he did win last year, but he lost in the tag match with Dominic. I don't know. Maybe no, I don't know. Maybe he hasn't. Maybe it hasn't been as maybe his record hasn't been as bad as I thought, but yeah, I don't know. I think this year they'll give Ray the victory. He took the loss last year and get it back this year. Or no, I'm sorry. Damn it. No, I don't know. No, I think they'll keep it going that Dominic can't beat his dad. And that's how you keep, Ray's winning streak against his son alive.
As much as I love fathers beating up on their children, I can see a little betrayal happening by one man, Carlito.
Ah, okay.
If you watch that promo, he was surprised that Rey Mysterio picked Dragon Lee over him. Might have a little hint of jealousy. Maybe he can look out and be like, huh, now I understand where Santos Escobar was coming from. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Or it might be something they build for after WrestleMania. But I'm saying that that's something to keep an eye on. But man, Rey Mysterio Dragon, that seems like a happy moment. Like a good happy moment. But I'm having too many happy moments. I'm picking Escobar and Dom.
I'm not I don't hate it. That's for damn sure.
Like, I believe that WrestleMania should be the end of some storylines, but not all of them. Like, some things need to, like, the bad guy has to win at WrestleMania because so the story can continue for months afterwards. And I think the like something interesting would be like, so Escobar and Dom go over, and then Carlito is that like, talking to Ray like Dragon Lee gets pinned. That's what happened. Dragon Lee gets pinned, and then. Week Raw or no SmackDown, Carlito's talking to Rey Mysterio, be like, if that was me out there, it wouldn't have happened. Like, it wouldn't have gone down like that. We would have had our hands raised at WrestleMania. And then you have a little back and forth between Lee and Carlito and like just jealousy inside infighting in the group. You gotta treat all these, you gotta treat WWE like a soap opera, baby. This is General Hospital. You can see it coming from a mile away.
I like it. That's a, it's good with me.
This is what let's save the Usos Civil War for last. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Man, a match I'm kind of disappointed in because I wanted Chad Gable to win
Right.
and being here and win the championship and take from Gunther and have that fatherly bonding moment with his children. So that's just me. Like, I just have to accept what he is instead of booking what I want. Sami Zayn still very he's fucking Sami Zayn. Like, he's
Still
cooled
over with the
off.
crowd.
Yeah, he's cooled off a little bit when you compare where he was last year going into WrestleMania, but it's still Sami Zayn.
Still very much over with the crowd. Can always find, like, seems to always find himself in the underdog role, and like nobody's tired of it.
Yeah. Agreed. And you talk about someone who's over with the crowd. Gunther, I know he's a heel, but man, we were there at Raw when he was on the video screen, and even when he came out after the Gauntlet match, that crowd loved him. He's one of those ones, man. Well, I don't know if he drops the title or what? Because I can see here if he drops it, going right after Sami Zayn trying to get it back, or going after either Rollins or McIntyre, or shit, even Rose or Reigns, whoever wins one of those big titles. Like, there's so many things that you can do with this man that he fits. He's the ultimate puzzle piece. He just fits everywhere.
Right. And in part, he puts on a great match with whoever, is in front of him.
But there is something I saw in one of the dirt sheets.
Yep.
Like, WWE is really impressed with Ilya Dragunov. And so when he comes up to the main roster, they want to basically treat him the same way they've been treating Gunther. So I'm thinking Gunther retains. Ilyanov drops the NXT championship soon. So when they bring him up, they have a match in what in the match they're
Germany.
having, yeah, in Germany. And Ilya's like, I'm the only person, I beat you for the WWE UK championship. I can beat you for the Intercontinental Championship. And they run that match back.
That is, that's a rivalry that they can always run back and
Did you
will
ever see that
always be
match?
dynamite. Yeah.
Oh man, that woo, that was violent. That was a great time.
That's a feud they can always run back and will always be money.
Especially they run the feud where like Dragunov always wins and always gets the best of him. And then keep running that until they get to like they're feuding over the WWE Championship or the Heavyweight Championship and Gunther finally beats him. Like, there's money there. I booked all that. That makes this match really hard because it seems like I want Gunther to win, but Sami Zayn is still like one of the best and most popular wrestlers of this time.
So who do you got?
Oh man. I'm booking it like I got it. I got Gunther retaining.
Okay. So I will pick Sammy. I was kind of wanting to pick Gunther just, because I like his title reign. I don't have a problem with him retaining. But I don't think we should agree on every match.
Nah.
So I'll pick Sammy just to be contrarian.
I understand that. Yeah. Someone says to you, hey, Sami Zayn is going to win his match at WrestleMania. You can't be like, oh man, that's impossible. It's like, it's Sami Zayn. Of course, it could happen. All right. Let's get down to the last match we got here. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. The Uso Civil War. We were there when Jey challenged Jimmy for this match at WrestleMania.
Threw down the challenge.
Yeah. So, Yeet versus no Yeet. Blue Uso versus Red Uso.
man, this is this is an exciting match because it's like this is like old school kind of 90s wrestling. Because you think about Bret versus Owen and, guys that are like brothers that face each other, Hunter and Shawn and stuff like that. But again, this is more like Bret and Owen because they are actual brothers. And then it's just there is that other bit of uniqueness to this match and the fact that they're twins. I mean, I don't th did we ever get Nikki versus Brie? The Bella Twins.
I'm not gonna lie to you, all Bella matches have been erased from my memory, like the Men in Black came.
Okay.
So couldn't tell you.
Right. But,
We
that,
got Matt versus Jeff Hardy, and that match stunk. We got that at
Oh,
WrestleMania.
yeah. Yeah, that's true. But they're not twins. They're close enough.
They're still brothers.
Yeah. Just seeing these guys, basically the same guy face each other, face himself, that's it's cool, it's interesting, it's different. My only thing is, I guess just because they are on different brands, they've had to keep them apart for the most part up until I guess a couple weeks. The interactions, like I while I get why you keep them as apart as you can, and then bring them together for interferences and things like that when you do. I still feel like, they're still too far apart for this, for the build to this match. I don't know, but it's still an exciting match for sure.
When's the last time? The last time they went against each other heads up was a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That's
In the
been a
Rumble match.
yeah, so that's been a minute. Yeah, these little sneak attacks and getting involved with the bloodline, all this. Yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but it's good versus evil, light
Yeah.
versus like it's the most, it's Cain versus Abel. It's like the most basic storytelling, but it works. It's gonna be really, really fun. It like this is gonna be the for me the match that steals the show.
Okay.
Because you got two people like they train together, they live together, brother versus brother. Like they know each other in and out. They know what they can do. They know what each other's gonna do. Like
Yeah.
it's gonna be the most cerebral wrestling match in all the 2 nights of WrestleMania.
No, that's a great point.
It'd be like if me and my brother fought. I know, yeah, I know all your moves. I know
Who's
all
yeet and
your
who's no
moves.
yeet?
Yeah.
Which one of y'all is yeet and which one of y'all is no yeet?
I'm the older brother, so I'll be no yeet.
Okay.
He's younger, so he's got all the cool kid slang. So, in
Yeah.
fact, it's my I got checked. What's the age range for millennials? Because my brother may still be in there.
Is it 85 to 2000?
It is not that. I don't think it's that far.
85 to 95? Millennials years 81 to
81 to
96.
96. So yeah, okay, we're both millennials there. Because I was born in 86, he's born in 90. So millennial versus millennial. Oh, millennial versus millennial. One more time. Yeah. Okay. I cheat. Not even lying. I cheat. That's why I'm the bad one. I'm the no yeet, because I'm cheating. Oh, he's catching some pocket sand right to the eyes. There is he coming. Ah, shit, he heard me talk about this. Never mind.
Yeah,
Edit, delete, delete. But yeah, this is the match. I think this is gonna be the most entertaining match outside the main events. Also, I'm surprised they don't have Rikishi a special guest referee. What is Rikishi doing? Come here, come in and help your children. Save your sons. Who you got in this match?
This I think we'll both agree on this one, which is okay. I think you got to go with Yeet. I think you got to go with Jay. Main event, Jay Uso.
It's unfortunate that we disagree because I'm picking Jimmy because Jimmy has one.
Really?
Yeah, because Jimmy has one thing Jay doesn't have.
Solo?
Yeah, a spare younger brother.
Wow, okay. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. I thought, you'd see him overcome the odds with me. But I like it. I mean, again, it is one of those matches that's going to be really good. And it's going to be exciting all the way until the end, all the way to the final pin.
Have too many happy moments. I gotta even it out. It can't be all
Balance it out, yeah.
right. All right, let's go to the last three matches that we have on Wikipedia. Now they may add a match or two tonight and Thursday, I mean Friday, but we don't have the information, so we're on what we got right now. Let's go with the World Heavyweight Championship match, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Now, I'm going to start this off by saying I love Seth Rollins. I love the work he's doing, when he was in the Shield, when he was the architect. King Slayer, Beast Slayer, everything he's done, the Messiah, Monday Night Messiah, everything he's done. I fear it comes to an end to, on night two against Drew McIntyre. Because Drew has been on a heater.
Yeah. I think it comes to an end before then. I think he takes on more than he can handle in that night one tag team match. And yeah, I think they are going to go that route, that he's too beat up from the night before.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And Drew doesn't, he says he wants the best Seth Rollins, but when you're a heel, you at the end of the day, you really don't care.
Yeah, you just want to win. That's
Yeah.
why heels do what they do. They cheat all the time. They're just trying to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if McIntyre shows up during that Bloodline match on night one, just to put a little bit more pain into
Sure.
Rollins' back. And also, like, Drew kind of deserves it. Like, he won the WWE Championship and had no one to celebrate except for the people in the back. Like, there was no crowd. There were no, 40, 50,000, 80,000 people chanting his name. Like, he won it in an empty arena. He deserves this opportunity to have a title and having a crowd react to it, cheers or boos. I'm gonna be honest with you, out of all the matches on the WrestleMania card, these three right here are the ones where I'm most assured of the results.
Look, one thing I will say this, we said this last year, and the most assured outcome didn't happen.
Oh, that's true. But I'm saying it again, baby. I'm
I
just gonna give you all three. I think
like it.
McIntyre wins the World Heavyweight Championship. The
Yeah.
Bloodline wins on night one against Rhodes and Rollins, and then Rhodes wins night two against Reigns. Like, those are like, if I bet on wrestling, and if you do bet on wrestling, please call that 1-800 number. You need help. But if I did, those are the three
Absolutely.
bets I would put in.
Yeah, I definitely see McIntyre winning. Even if they don't go that route of Seth getting beat up too badly the night before, I still think, McIntyre, it's his time. It is his time to, win the title, get a fresh start as champion. With the roster as constructed, because before then you had, I don't know, I feel like it was still like an uncertainty with who could challenge Drew, but now it's like there's Gunther, there's Priest, there's Sami Zayn. I mean, there's a lot of different people that there's Jey Uso that, makes it interesting what they could possibly do with him as champion. And then, the reality is this should give Seth Rollins the opportunity to really get healed up. I mean, he took the last month, 2 months, not wrestling basically, so way his knee could heal up without surgery. But
He's still out here with a messed up knee and a bad back.
right. And as far as I know, the back thing isn't a storyline. It's not a work. It's an actual, I mean, I could be wrong. I could have sworn it's a legit like issue.
Yeah. Your back doesn't get better when you do activities. It gets worse. I can see McIntyre doing something so bad for Rollins. Like, it's a basically it's a scripted injury to give him a couple of months off, And then we're moving on to the next storyline, McIntyre versus, like, eventually the storyline is McIntyre versus CM Punk whenever he gets healthy.
Right. And at the moment, it's like Raw seems to be more babyface heavy. So having Rollins go away, get healed up, having, a monster heel like Drew taking care of business, defending the title. And then yeah, whenever Punk is ready, dealing with maybe Damian Priest, something like that. But then, ultimately Seth can always come back as a heel if he wants to, or go heel at some point, and he'll be good with it. He handles that role just as well as he does as a baby face.
Or you do, Seth goes away, you're waiting for CM Punk to get healed, and then SummerSlam, you have a triple threat match between them
Yeah,
for
that
the title.
too. There's a lot of possibilities with Drew McIntyre as your champion. And they feel fresh. I mean, Seth has held on to the title for a while. Hasn't been as active because of his injuries. So now, let's give Drew another shot at it.
Seth has had the title for 309 days and counting. But yeah. So yeah, we both picked McIntyre to win. And the other two matches, I'm just gonna put them together: Bloodline versus R Rose and Rollins, and then Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Like the first match, the night one main event. Of course, the Bloodline is going to win because why would they put those stipulations there if they weren't going to win? And then night two, it's going to be like the Avengers at the end of Endgame where everybody just walks out of the portals. Because I don't know if you noticed when The Rock was whooping Cody outside in the rain, in the background there was a trailer, and the trailer has Stone Cold Steve Austin and John Cena. On it. So I was like, oh, that's a little bit of foreshadowing. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So,
Because at this point, Cody is going to need all the help he can get to fight off, to fight off the bloodline.
Yeah. It's going to be look around, it's going to be the Rock, the Red Uso. Guys, I just love calling him everything but his real name.
Right.
Red Uso, don't eat you, so Solo, and you're gonna need everything. You're gonna need, like I said, the Avengers. You're gonna need the Justice League to come back because The Rock has been out here putting in work, man. They've done such an amazing job fixing that error they made from when Cody gave the championship match to The Rock, and you remember people were throwing a fit about that, the quote unquote Cody's crybabies, and all they've turned chicken shit into chicken salad because all they've done is make, like, it's crazy. How the hell do you make The Rock seem like an even bigger megastar?
By
Like
calling
every.
himself by donning by calling himself not anybody else, but by him calling himself the final boss,
He's a, it's like,
bestowing that name upon himself. That's how you make him a bigger star than he is, because,
yeah. And as we all know, if you give yourself a nickname, you are an asshole. So, but this has been, it's been amazing to see, like, his work. It's like Hollywood Rock turned to 10. I gotta say one thing about The Rock. When he gets mad, he starts calling people boy. It gets a little slave masterish. It gets a
But
little.
he can get away with it.
He can get away with it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he need to get one of those 23andMe's. See if there's any Caucasian in his blood because he be saying that. Boy, he be hitting that hard. Like, God damn, do I need to be outside picking some cotton or something? He be saying it to a white man and be making me feel uncomfortable.
Right. That's a power move, if any, if there's any. And the fact that they have made this even bigger and more important than they initially build everything, like it was billed as at first it was going to be okay, it's the rematch, it's a big deal, and we're finally gonna, it's finally gonna happen, and it's finally going to, they found a way to get back to this match, after such a disappointing finish to last year's main event. And it's just like, how can, as soon as that match was over, the question that everybody had was, how do you possibly keep Cody going? How do you possibly keep him in the picture, without people not losing faith in it? And they did it. I mean, they have kept him the biggest babyface the entire time. And not one fan has, turned on him, has, stepped away from his, from or withdrawn their support. And you take it an entire calendar year, and he's leading the War Games team against the Bloodline. He is winning the Royal Rumble back to back years.
You know what he is? He's Captain America.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
He's the white meat baby face who never quits in the face of adversity. He's Captain America out here, which is crazy
And
because he comes out looking like Homelander every PLE. But yeah, he's Cap.
then all of a sudden, this giant shadow is cast over the company, and all of the good that, was happening with the company, with the sale, with the merger, with Dwayne joining the board of directors, with the Netflix deal, with all these immensely, huge and important dealings going on, off screen. Giant cloud is thrust over all of that, and Dwayne takes it upon himself to insert himself into the main event picture, thinking that this is what is gonna help, this is gonna have everybody forget everything that's really going on. And it back in a way it backfires, and in a way he was right, because it backfired because nobody wanted to see that match before Cody finished the story or whatever. Nobody wanted to see The Rock and Roman Reigns before they wanted to see Cody and Roman one more time, and Cody coming out on top finally. But at the same time, when they called the audible of the audible, when they, the second audible, they proved Dwayne right, that his presence in this story has only made it that much more exciting and intense, and interesting, and everything. I mean, it has only been they've only benefited from his presence in this story, his inclusion in this story. And now you get two huge matches out of it, with the potential for a third and a fourth, because you can later on always go down back to Roman versus The Rock.
Oh,
And
that's not good.
now, yeah, and then now you could very well go Rock versus Cody at some point in that singles match. I mean, it's been incredible. I think once they righted the ship after nearly hitting an iceberg by almost saying this is it, Rock and Roman, nothing else. Had they, dug their heels in on that match and said, screw what anybody thinks, then you have a full-blown disaster because everyone turns on that match. But when you fix the mistake that you made, they've already won Booker of the Year at this point. There's nothing else that could happen the rest of the year that's gonna take that distinction away from Hunter, from Dwayne, from Roman, from Cody. Booker of the Year, feud of the year, whatever. This is it.
Well, they're currently on in the ring right now, the whole
Oh.
bloodline.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, Kyle Tucker just hit a two-run home run against the Blue
All
Jays.
right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. April's off to a good start. Not bad. Not bad.
You still got that Wikipedia page up?
I do.
Can you scroll to night two?
Yes.
How many matches are on there for night two?
Two.
Refresh it.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so apparently a third match has been added to night two. It'll be Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament, which is Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Six-man Philadelphia Street Fight. Yeah, that just got added like I just happened to look down. I was like, wait a minute. They're not three matches tonight, too. Oh, wait, there is now.
Fun match. It's gonna be a fun match. I didn't think they would find anybody. I didn't think they would find anybody in the mid card that could give Bobby Lashley problems the way Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain have given him. Because he's always been built as this nearly indestructible force that only Big E, Roman Reigns, and Brock Lesnar, or Lesnar B, B Lesnar, whoever. I don't know if he's still in the zeitgeist of what we talk about. There's only a small number of wrestlers that could have any chance of making an interesting feud with Bobby Lashley. And somehow they found a way for Cross and the AOP to do that. So it'll be a good, fun match early on in the card. Shouldn't go any it that match should not go anywhere near 8:30 or 9 p.m. our time.
Yeah, I just happened to look up and see that. And now Seth Rollins is in the crowd talking mess to the bloodline. I'm gonna have to wrap this up soon because I gotta see what the hell he's talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for WrestleMania 40. I'm excited. I can't wait to see Saturday and Sunday. It's gonna be crazy.
And they did it.
Seth
They
Rollins
made.
once again has it on. Always had that shit on. But what do you think?
They did it again. They've upped the stakes and have made this year's WrestleMania bigger than last year's and the year before that. They've always, every main event has been, this is the biggest match in WrestleMania history, blah, blah, blah. And this year does not feel any different. I don't think the impact, and it's a rematch. Another rematch, and it's just like it has the same significance and same importance and same excitement level than it did last year. And that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, Diaz home run.
He's on my fantasy team, baby.
All right, that's enough. It's time for the Tampa. It's
What do you call it? You call
nerd dork
the
alert,
you do a
nerd alert.
siren?
Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's it. That's where we get out of here.
All good things must come to an end.
Yes.
You've ended
Yeah,
it.
you've ended
Right now, yes, I mean.
All right. Thank you all for downloading, listening, sharing this podcast. Appreciate it so much. If you can, where you listen to us, leave us a 5-star review. Helps us in the algorithm and just makes us feel better. And it'll make you feel better too, doing a nice thing for someone. Be great for all
Yeah.
of us.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you all next time we jump on this podcast because Anthony has a vacation he's going to be taking soon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But we'll keep
Leaving
you
town on
updated.
the 16th, so we'll April 16th, so we'll have at least another episode we
Yeah,
can
we'll have
record.
at least one more in us.
Yeah.
I already have an idea for the next one. We'll talk about it off air.
Sounds good.
All
Sounds good.
right. Like I said, thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you guys later. For Anthony, I'm DeQuincy. Later.